Okay, we're doing the Siddur HaKabbalah, the Miri's work on Jewish history. We're up to the fifth generation of Tanam after the destruction of the Temple. And we'll dedicate the merits of our learning to Gideon Alexander ben Yitzchak. Hashem should bless him and watch over him as he goes into the army. And he should come back safely, Shalem, as it says by Yaakov Avinu. V'dor Chamishi, the fifth generation, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is the generation, we've come to the generation of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ze sholido b'chemnat Hashem alamo, Rabban Shimon she'ezkarnu. The one who bore him is Rabbi Shimon, and it was out of compassion for God's nation that God sent us this great luminary. V'shmo, and his name is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. V'nikram b'fi akol Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Everyone knew him as the Holy Rebbe. That was his name. The Holy Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was an extraordinary person who, what do they call it, an autodidact? What's it called? The guy who knows all, what? Someone who knows all forms of wisdom. What's it called? There's something else. There's another name for it. Forgot the name. No. There's a nice name for that. I don't remember. My English is going, gone. Okay.
Huh?
I don't say, but I'm not happy about it. Hashem should always be blessed, but everything you know is an asset. So, chaval, I'm losing my English. So, at any rate, he was wise in all forms of wisdom. He was also an unusual person as far as his traits and as far as in every way a person could be elevated. Rebbe had it. The Gemara says he had it all. From the time of Moshe to Rebbe, you didn't have an individual like that who had physical fitness, spiritual fitness, wealth. He was extraordinary. Okay, so physical fitness leaves room to be discussed. Torah gdula b'makom echad, the Gemara says. Wealth and Torah greatness in one place. But he's attributing to him more than that, as far as midot. Vayub is mano banav, and in his days he also had his children, Shem Rabban Gamliel, Bnosh Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's Rabban Gamliel, his son, Haniskav Shani Shem Sechet Zo. He's mentioned in the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon Berebi, we also have Rabbi Shimon, his son. He had two sons, Rabbi Shimon and Rabban Gamliel, Kmosh Katamnu, as we said. Ve'emem Shamal, em Shapti Oto, and about them, Rabbi said, as he was passing away, Gamliel Bni Nasi, Shimon Bni Chacham. He said, my son Gamliel is going to be the next Nasi. Shimon, my son, is going to be the Chacham. He's going to be the Rabbi. V'chei Menoshe Rabban Gamliel zeh nikra Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Now his grandson, meaning his son, Rabban Gamliel, his son, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's grandson, was also known as Yehuda. And in order to differentiate, being that he was also a Nasi, they called him Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. And the one is called Masechet Avodah Zarah. He's mentioned in the Talmud in Avod Zarah, Be'eter Hashem Shel Goyim. His courts permitted the oils of non-Jews. And his friends stuck him into the Mishnah. He's not mentioning that. V'chen, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, his court, together with his court, he permitted Shemen Akum, non-Jewish oil. That's a good question. About the Zara, 3 weeks ago, was in Daf Yomi. Just do rewind on Daf Yomi tapes. You'll hear it. Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara discussed it there.
Is this a bad thing that he did?
No, it was a good thing. It was a pound of cooler. Yeah, Koch de Ter Odev. Yeah, he was a powerful rabbi. V'chein ayu b'oto zman Rashbi. So in that generation of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, you still had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Aval pi she'a b'edor shelfanav. Even though technically Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was from the previous generation, but he had longevity, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi saw him as well. And Rabbi Lazar Beno, Rashbi's son Rabbi Elazar, also lived in that generation. And Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi, aval pi she'ayu b'edor shelfanav. Even though they were from the previous generation, they lived into that generation as well. You also had Rabbi Shimon ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, Rabbi Akiva's son, which was also from the previous generation, he was still around. Plimo, Ime Otov Dor Shelfanav, and Plimo from the previous generation, and Isi ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Lezer ben Parto, and Rabbi Reuben ben Itzturbelin, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, who was Rashbi's father-in-law. All these rabbis lived to see the next generation as well. Imi yoto b'dor ha-ravi'in, imshchu chayav gam b'dor ha-mishi. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair lived to the fifth generation. The Gemara discusses a story where Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was passing by Rabbi's house. Rabbi wanted to take him in for a meal. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, I'm on my way to a mitzvah. I'll see you on the way back. On the way back, he tried to get him in, but then he saw he had white mules in his yard. He said, you have white mules, I don't walk in there. Those are dangerous animals. You shouldn't have such dangerous animals. So he said, I'll kill them. I'll maim them. I'll cut off their legs so they can't harm anyone. You can't harm me. You can't hurt your animals like that. I'll kill them. Val tashlis. Okay, goodbye. I'm not having a meal by you. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was a big covet. Okay, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair lived to that generation as well. He had thousands of rabbis who lived to see that generation as well. And this, he says, is the last generation of the Tanoim, so you end up having five generations of Tanoim after the destruction of the temple. We said that the period of Tanoim really began before the destruction, but the prime generations of Tanoim after the destruction were five. Melachim chachamim bimei Rebbe and uvimei melech uviyamav, and in his Rebbe's days, Malach Beromi, the king of Rome, was Antoninus ben Assuirus achar Adrianus Caesar. After Adrian was a king, Antoninus. V'ukibdo meod, and he honored Rebbe, he valued Rebbe. Ve'av Antoninus zemet biyamav, and Antoninus passed away in Rebbe's day. Rebbe outlived him. The Talmud says that Antoninus became Jewish. The Talmud says that there's a great story about how when Antoninus was a baby, Tosfos quotes this story. I think it's a Yerushalmi. There was a decree that no one could circumcise their boys. And Rebbe's father, Rebbe Shimon, circumcised him. And the Romans took him to Rome to kill him. And en route to the Roman court, they passed by Antoninus' house. And Antoninus' mother had mercy. She had her baby Antoninus. They switched babies. So the Talmud says, you see that Antoninus drank Rebbe's mother's milk for the next few days till they came to the Roman court, and then they took off the baby's diapers and they see no circumcision. So they send them back home empty. They come back home, they switch babies back. So the Talmud says, you see what drinking Rebbe's mother's milk did to him. Years later, Antoninus and Rebbe were great friends. Antoninus used to take counsel with Rebbe. Antoninus used to come to Rebbe to learn Torah. He'd want to serve Rebbe, and Rebbe said, not in front of other people, you're the king. Gotta be careful. Actually, Antoninus himself was careful not to be seen in front of other people. He had a tunnel dug so that he could come and visit Rebbe without people seeing. But Antoninus ultimately did gear. And the Talmud attributes this greatness to the milk he drank. The Talmud says, you see what milk can do to a baby. So I don't know what Similac does to a baby. I don't know. It's Chazal say a baby purposely nurses near his mother's heart. That the mother's giving of herself to the baby. Today we know more about the hormones that go into the milk. We could understand it a little bit better. But at any rate, Rebbe outlived Antoninus, and he outlived the king after Antoninus, Antipas. And then was Fumet Biyamav Umalach Kumrus. The next king of Rome was Kumrus. The Kulam Kibdu. And these three kings all honored Rebbe Minasu Ad Meod. They greatly elevated him. Uviyamav Eya Galinus Arofe. He lived in the day of the famous doctor Galinus. I don't know how you say that in English. Aval Abukra Tayaba Galut Bavel Fish Mashin Imtza Besipura Kabbalah. But I don't know who Abukrat was. I don't know what that is in English. He was out in Babylon. He didn't get to meet Rebbe. So next time we'll start learning about Rebbe's compilation of the Mishnah. Okay, so we went through generations of Tanoim. Now what's next? How did they compile the Mishnah? So we'll see that Bezrat Hashem next week.